There must be things you'd like to talk about.
And we got more important things to talk about.
Maybe we have some things to talk about.
Talk about things.
We talk about the same things you guys talk about.
Okay, too much talking, not enough stretching.
Let's start now!
Please talk now!
Just talk!
Okay, I'll do some talking, but you know what? I'd rather listen right along with you to the best music on radio talking today's country. Hi. Formal introductions. My name is Kerry. I know. It's a girl's name. I've had to live with that stigma my whole life. Oh, look at there. I am doing some talking like you're my therapist. Sorry about that. So music to be played, games as well, and fun. Oh, yeah. We're going to have fun today. Thanks for dropping by.
What's up there, Heisman?
Mr. President, we've talked about your popularity before.
That's right. And boy, were you wrong about my popularity going away.
Oh, really?
Yeah, have you seen the college games on TV? The stands are filled with people chanting my name.
Oh, no, sir.
They clap their hands and call me Funky Joe Biden.
Sir, that's not what they're saying.
What do you mean? They're chanting somebody else's name? I know my name when I hear it.
No, sir, that's not the part you're getting wrong.
Oh, you mean the funky part?
Yeah.
What are they saying then?
I can't say that on radio.
Come on,
sir.
Front?
No,
fudge?
No,
fun?
No.
Fun Joe Biden? Yeah, that must be it.
Sir, maybe we should talk about something else before we get ourselves in trouble.
Well, let's talk about all the great things the news says about me every night.
Huh? Like what?
It's fantastic. They keep saying my presidency is incredible, astonishing, unbelievable.
They might not be using those words the way you think, sir.
Ah, you're such a negative Nelly. Negative Nelly. I'm hanging up now.
No, Mr. President, I have more questions. No.
Star Country 96.9.
Do you like animated movies? I do. They're funny. They're great. Have you watched the Ice Age series of movies? Very cool. The principal character, a woolly mammoth, the last of its kind, but maybe not. I was fascinated when I read this story a couple of days ago. Scientists, they got the funding so that they can maybe, perhaps, kind of Frankenstein together a woolly mammoth, and the plan is to re-release whatever they conjure up in the laboratory to Siberia. Yeah, the way it goes, you know, they found some fossilized woolly mammoth, so maybe a little bit of DNA from that. And then they look at elephants. Some of the elephants tend to be a little hairier, thicker skinned. The human equivalent would be, what, Mediterranean men? Then the scientists start cross-pollinating, working it, tweaking it, and voila! There you have it. A woolly mammoth. So big and hairy. Ancient DNA. Then implanted in elephant eggs. A woolly mammoth. A woolly mammoth.
Woolly mammoth. Bring him back the woolly mammoth.
Now, you think of genetic science is going just a bit too far. They're going to have us living in a world that's a whole lot like, I don't know, Jurassic Park? Oh, yeah. Woolly mammoth.
Woolly mammoth. Bring it back to woolly mammoth.
Right after a couple of headlines from you, newsman, we'll get back to the mindbender. What's coming up in the local newscast?
A Wood County man gets his sentence reduced, and we have a bank robbery and 20 years for stealing stimulus check for about $1,200.
Oh, shame on them. They need to spend some time to think about the error of their ways. All right, let's get back to the mindbender. You're not stealing from us. We're giving you this gift certificate, but you do have to do a little bit of work for it. You got to correctly answer our mindbender question. Here's a question. Half of men surveyed say they do this in less than 10 minutes. We now know the correct answer is not take a shower or get ready, get your clothes on before you start your day. What do you think the right answer is?
Eating breakfast.
Eating breakfast. I'm going to take that. It's eating lunch or dinner, certainly breakfast. Less than 10 minutes to wolf down our food. That can't be healthy.
Some guys do it. They gulp it.
I'm a gulper.
People always finish before I do it.
So you're a slow eater.
Yeah, I talk a lot.
We've established that already. I am a fast eater. I am.
Why?
But
you're not going to get it. Somebody's going to get it before you do.
Have you seen my brother? Seen how big he is?
Not around anymore.
Well, I've been trained at a very young age that you better get some before it's gone.
Yeah, yeah.
I am guilty. I would say definitely if you put a stopwatch on me, I would finish my breakfast or lunch and maybe even dinner before 10 minutes. And you, I hope you savor your free food because that's the right answer. Off to Mardi Gras, the Flying Cowburger you go. What's your name?
Karen Mitchell.
Yeah, don't take your husband.
Because that food will be gone.
Yeah.
Star Country 96.9. Good morning. Wake up now. How was your night's sleep? Not so good? I might know why. I have the top reasons people aren't getting good sleep. Number 8, your bed? It's uncomfortable. You need a new mattress. At number 7, can't stop looking at your phone? Just turn it off when you go to bed. Just turn it off. At number 6, you're sleeping with somebody who's snoring. Just elbow in the ribs works. At number 5, knowing you have to be up early the next day. At number 4, you're losing sleep because your room is too cold. Or, number 3, you're losing sleep because your room is too hot. At number 2, you're stressed about the next day's events. And the number 1 reason that we lose sleep? Mother Nature's calling. You have to get up and go to the bathroom, don't you? Oh, that's what depends are for? Oh, okay. Top reasons you're waking up a little grumpy this morning.
Guy comes home completely drunk one night, arches through the front door. His frowning wife meets him past unhappy.
Ooh, yeah.
Where in the devil have you been all night? At this new bar, it's got huge golden doors.
Ooh.
Golden floor.
Ooh.
Even the bathroom fixtures are gold.
Wow.
Wife still doesn't believe his story, and the next day, checks the phone book, finds the place across town, calls the Golden Saloon. Calls up the place to check her husband's story out. Bartender answers the phone. This is Golden Saloon. Do you have a huge golden doors? Bartender said, sure do. You have golden floors? Most certainly do. What about a golden urinal? And the bartender yells, hey, Duke, think I got a lead on the guy that used your saxophone last night.